Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health and wellness, with host, board-certified nutrition and wellness practitioner, Martina DeGoot, and co-host, Kimberly Briggs. Together with expert guests, they bring you the very best in holistic health and wellness. Your comments and feedback are important to us. To speak to the host, call 914-338-0741. That's 914-338-0741. Now here is Martina DeGoot.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of the Healthy Explosion Show. Thank you for joining me today. I am Martina DeGoot, and today we will wrap up our series on women's health with my special guest, Michelle Wisniewski, founder of Thriving Through Grief and Loss here in Atlanta, Georgia. Before I bring on our special guest, I'd like to say that the topics discussed on our show is not intended as a substitute for regular medical care. Always, always consult your physician or healthcare provider before changing your diet or exercise routine. Now, we are actually going to be wrapping up our series on women's health today, and what better way than discussing all the, culmination of all the topics that we have covered, from nutrition, from pregnancy, natural breastfeeding, all the way through child rearing to when they children finally leave home. So we're going to be focusing on empty nesters today. Now, Michelle has served over 2,500 individuals during their Michelle has served over 2,500 individuals during their challenging life transitions with expertise acquired in pastoral counseling, coaching, and hospice care. She's a certified health coach and has counseled many bereaved individuals as a hospice bereavement coordinator, and she's a member of the International Association of Trauma Professionals. Welcome, Michelle, to the show. How are you?
I'm super, and Martina, I just appreciate being here. I'm excited about being here and just sharing this topic. You know, most of the time when we talk about being an empty nester, everybody jumps up and cheers. My goodness, the kids are finally gone, or the kids have gone, and they've come back home, and now they've gone again. And there's lots of excitement, and when women talk about it, or couples talk about it, now having the house free and all of that, you know, that's, you know, one part of it. But there's another part of that where you're grieving, where you have to kind of rethink your identity, and you're rethinking your lifestyle. Every part of you has to be rethought. And I think that a lot of times people aren't prepared for that adjustment until it gets right there on them, and then it becomes pretty confronting. So, and the thing is, becoming an empty nester, it's a natural progression, and many times people don't think about you're going to grieve that, you know, but you are, and that's normal. And the best way I can describe it is, let me back up, and I should define grief, because many times when people hear the word grief, they think that grief is associated with just death. And grief is so much more than death. Grief has to do with a loss. And grief has to, and it could be anything from a divorce, becoming an empty nester, a job loss, miscarriage, independence due to aging, relocation, retirement, terminal illness, chronic illness, weight gain, you know, children getting married, deployment to the military, death of a pet, betrayal. There are, under the heading of grief and loss, there is so much that goes on. And so many times when you're grieving, and particularly about something that may appear to be ancillary or not a big deal to many people unless you go through it, people understand that grief is that inside, that internal feeling that you have of things changing, and it's and you're, you know, it's kind of like almost like an upset stomach where emotionally, physically, mentally, all things are being stirred up as you're facing a change or a transition. And the thing that's really important though is you want to move from a place of grieving to a place of mourning. Now, mourning many times and grief, they're used interchangeably. But mourning is that outward expression of what's going on inside, and to moving to a place of healing, you know. And even right now, I have a few friends of mine, Anne and her daughter Jennifer, has gone to medical school, and she's gotten through college, and she's an amazing, amazing young woman. And then her son, he is now in his second year of college. Now he's moved and he's gone to live on campus. And now her last one is there. Her last one is in her senior year of college. And Anne is feeling pretty nervous, and she's saying, what am I going to do with her time, with herself? And I mean, and the thing is, the flippant answer that many people get initially is, oh, well, now you can do lots of things. But really, who are you now that your children are gone? And that's a big question.
Most definitely. And also, now, I'm very interested in finding out, because the title or the name of your organization is very, very intriguing, Thriving Through Grief and Loss. Now, I like the word thriving because it means to make steady progress, to prosper, to grow, to flourish. So now the question is, how does one thrive through grief and loss? In other words, we are to keep moving forward. So share a little bit about thriving through grief and loss, and how did you come up with such an, I have to say, divine, because it speaks about, even though there's loss, but to keep moving forward, and that's what I really, really find intriguing.
And you know, many times, of people, when they think of loss, it's something that's overwhelming, and it's almost an oxymoron to say, how can you thrive through loss? And I think of the stages that people go through in their process out of grief. And first, you're in a process of survival. There's nothing wrong with that, and it's something that shouldn't be denied. And you know, you are really in a point of I guess taking account of where you're at, what's next, how are you going to manage, and what's going on. And then it is really getting steady, kind of on your feet, in a place of, okay, I've taken account of my life, and now I'm in this in between. I may not be doing okay, but I'm better than surviving. And then to move to a place of thriving, where you've got a system, you've got a community in place, you're understanding what you should be doing, where you're going, and then it's thriving. And the reason why I picked that name is because many people go through changes, transitions, challenges, and they get out of surviving, but they're in the in-between. And they haven't move to a place of really creating that amazing place of I'm here, I'm fulfilling my purpose, this is awesome. And, you know, you're not there at all times, but really finding a home for that, striving and making it your place, and realizing when you're in the in-between and realizing when you're moving forward. And, you know, everybody moves in their own good time. But if you're aware that you're supposed to be thriving, that you were designed to thrive, that you were created, that no one was created like you, that God knows every hairs on your head, your fingerprints, your pupils, your everything is different and unique about you. And so there is a purpose and a promise that you have here to deliver. I think that's where thriving comes in. And a lot of times when we have situations and circumstances, Martina, we forget that. We're treading, and then we get beyond treading, and many times it's just business as usual.
So true.
And you know, for me, the name Thriving came out of being with my my hospice patients that diagnosed 6 months to live or less, and I began working with them, noticing that there were certain similarities as far as their process of grieving. And I started using tools and techniques and saying to them, you know what, if you've got 1 week to live, if you've got 1 day to live, let me work with you, coach you on getting the squeezing life out of life. And to see a person who knew that they only had a week, a month, 6 months, and they're living life to the fullest in the moment, and they don't know whether or not they're waking up the next morning, to see how much life my clients were able to get in the worst moments where it's absolutely impossible for many people, where you can't even imagine, and they were able to do that, I said, yeah, this is thriving. This is not surviving. This is not getting by. And I so greatly admired them that I said, wow, I want to help not only people that are you know, at the end of their life, but what if I could help the ones that are bereaved? What if I could help our everyday people going through changes? And what if they learn tools and techniques and a lifestyle that would give them more years in their life? And so that's how I came up with Thriving.
That's awesome.
Long story. But yeah,
I really do.
Yeah.
Now, I know you offer different programs. Can you share with us about some of the programs that you offer? I know you do coaching and teaching. But can you just share a little bit about that?
Sure. And so a couple of things. One is that I have a call that I do every week. It's called 22 Minutes to Thrive. And it just shares different nuggets. And one of those nuggets we're going to talk about today is being an empty nester. And I share that on a weekly basis. And so, you know, Martina, for your callers, I am more than willing to invite them to call, and all you have to do is type the word THRIVE, THRIVE, to the phone number 678-929-1212, and you'll get the information for my call, and you're welcome to come. And I think, Martina, you put that on your website, right? So
yes,
if anyone didn't hear the number, 678-929-1212. I also offer a program called Go Through and Grow. You know, just like I was explaining, that people are maybe at the stage of surviving, they may be at the stage of getting by, and they want to move to thrive. It's a group of us that work together to create, to recreate life, to go to the next level, to share and support. And I find that greater success occurs when you work in a group. And so I work with groups, and we have a monthly call. We have a Facebook page. We interact. We share. We work on projects, because when you want to thrive, you really have to have a community and a system and a lifestyle to do it, because life is going to happen. Situations are going to happen. And so it's almost, if you're living in that lifestyle, if you're living in that system already, then, you know, it's easier to keep going. So I love our group that we have, and I'll actually be starting a new one soon where I just work with an intimate group of people to help them move forward. And then, of course, some people may want one-on-one support with me. And so they want to specifically work in a particular area of their life, and so I encourage them to do that. And if anybody just would like that information, they can send me a contact, and I will. My contact, by the way, it's just going to my website. It's THRIVING. That's thriving. The T for through, the G for grief, the L for loss. So it's thrivingtgl.com. And so send me a note. I'd be more than happy to support anyone who wants to know. But I think we should answer the question about the back to the empty nesters. And I thank you, Martina, for sharing. And I do also offer classes, and I would say that, Martina, you've placed on your site that I have teleseminar classes coming up, because I know that what I may do as we go along is I may raise some questions for you. And there are classes for business owners as well as individuals. So you see that if you are dealing with grief and loss and you have it within yourself, you may be a person who is serving clients out there, and you may want to know, how do I serve my client? And thank you, Martina, I forgot about that I went from working with individuals to actually working with business owners, because they, you know, CPAs, financial advisors, and people insurance, business owners that work with people that have tragedy and circumstance in their life, they wanted to know what to say and do. So that's something else I do, and it's all on my website. You can see, and any additional questions, please feel free. You know, there are what's called styles of grief, and there's also different types of grief. And today, out of the six different types of grief, we're just focusing on one today that's called role loss. It's when you have a customary identity or place in your family structure, your work, your organization, your life, and that customary situation or situation no longer exists. And at that point, I almost equate being an empty nester, if you've ever gone to a fair and you've had cotton candy, and you know in the beginning they put the stick in and then they start twirling it around. When you have a child, and I loved the show last week that talked about the breastfeeding, the care of the children, that nurturing, you're making that connection, women, with your children. And in your mind, in your memory, you have 1,000 memories. And just like that cotton candy, it swirls and swirls and swirls around, connecting to that stick, years going through school, playing football, basketball, baseball, cheerleading, recital, all of those things, those connections that help define them and their moments and help define you, then what do you do when the cotton candy stops spinning? Your child says, I'm ready to get married. I'm ready to go off to school. they're excited, you're excited, but now when you don't have to drive them to practice, band practice, going to the mall, going to work, going to different places, you don't have to pick them up, drop them off, you know, fix lunch, dinner, arrange your life around them. They're now gone. Now what do? How do you define yourself and your role?
And that's where thriving comes in, because regardless of what the loss you're suffering, we have to keep moving forward. Awesome. Nice segue to a question I'd love to ask. And it's interesting, but what I'm curious about is what are some of the differences, if any, between men and women experiencing empty nester syndrome, with children going away to college, moving out of house, or even getting married? I know, fathers, when their children, especially their daughters, are getting married, there is a loss there somehow. So is there a difference between men and women in terms of empty nesters syndrome?
Well, and so some of the building blocks are the same when it comes to grieving. And typically there are two different styles of grieving. So there's the grieving where you're intuitive and where you are making, you know, you have your feelings, but you're going to tell and share your story. It's kind of like my friend Anne. She's telling and she's saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to how to manage my time. I don't have to pick up my kids. I get to have my own lunch hour. And so she's expressing, like, man, what am I going to do for myself? Then there's the instrumental. These are the people that are kind of going to grieve and do their own thing. They're going to read a book. They're going to kind of be the loner type. Now, most of the time when it comes to men and women, men will kind of move forward, find something else to do. They're going to be distracted or focused on something else. A lot of times women will kind of close up and say, okay, let me sort it out, figure it out. They'll back up as they're figuring out and processing their relationships and who they're going to be. They'll pause for a minute and have contemplation, where men will kind of jump in and run. Now, just because men are jumping in and running and maybe finding a new hobby or something like that, it doesn't necessarily mean that men are necessarily processing.
Good question.
Now, that's typically the case, but there may be some women who are, you know, don't just define all of us as intuitive, where we're going to get the group going, or just because you're a man, you're instrumental and that you're just going to kind of do your lone thing. We are all unique, and maybe I'd say even sometimes a blend, you know, of that. And what I would say for women, as they're looking at being that empty nester, it's realizing the value, the beauty, you know, thinking about self-care. I know that goes on the shelf sometimes for a long time for women. But I mean, it's redefining your identity, which is hard to do, you know.
True.
Who am I now? I'm not Jordan's mother. I'm not just Jordan's mother. I'm not just Josiah's mother. You know, I'm not just Mrs. David. I'm so much more. And so, yes, a part of who we are, definitely the greatest gift we give to the world is creating and nurturing our children. But I believe there are other great gifts and assignments that we have on this earth, and it's now rediscovering. And, you know, it's an incorporation of all the skills and the tools and the beauty and the wonder that you have collected while developing and nurturing the children. There are certain skills that you didn't have. There are certain skills that you didn't have before. You know,
time management for one.
Yeah. Multitasking for another.
Yes.
You know, yes. And so I guess the hard question is not what can I do? Because when you're managing the little people, it's like not, okay, what can I do now? What can I do later? You know, it's no longer getting the things done, balancing it, but what do I want to do? That may be a strange question.
Mm-hmm.
What do I want to do?
How to apply the skills that you've learned from being a parent, and then taking those skills and finding something else to do that would actually, now you're prepared. And, you know, we talk about experiential learning. That's what you skills you learn as you're going through whatever experiences it is that you're having. And I think a great many of business ideas or new ministries come forth from all of those experiential learning experiences. So what would you say to women who are experiencing the empty nester syndrome? What five tips could you give them to kind of move them in the direction of thriving instead of being stagnant? Because you mentioned another good point. You said moving forward does not always mean that you're processing, which is a very,
no,
very
and
good
I
point.
And so I would, and this is my thrive, actually my six-step thrive process that I say, one, take account of who you are, of what's so in the matter, and take it from not just a physical, a mental, emotional, take stock. If you thought of yourself as being a store, what are the qualities and the value that you have? Now, and I, ladies, I don't want you to look in the mirror and talk about how much weight you've gained or what you do or don't like. And that's valuable, too, because it's looking at what you want to change, what's important, but just look, not being busy, take account of where you're at. Do you want to go back to school? What do you have to offer? What do you like? What have you been putting off? Take account of what that is. And then harvest your strengths, the tears you may shed, the emotion that you may have, and focus on, I would say, the top three or four things that you want to achieve, you know, and that energy. And you want to just be able to stop and say hello. Hello to your pain. Don't ignore it. Don't stuff it down. Say hello to your pain so that way you can say goodbye to it. You know, it's a gathering that takes place, mind, heart, soul, body. And then
awesome. You're
reconciled. What'd you say?
Awesome. No, and I just said awesome. We are getting to that. We have just a little over a minute left. Just such good information. So I just want to recap. What you've just said, take an inventory, take account of who you are, look at what you want to change, and harvest your strength.
And then there are two quick one thing. You want to reconcile your past to your future.
Okay.
You want to visualize your new dream, and then you want to engage it.
Awesome. Michelle, I thank you so much for being on the show today. We are just about at the end of the show. Don't forget, there's a special offer today for the courses that Michelle offers. And you can actually reach her by texting the word THRIVE to 678-929-1212. Have a wonderful, wonderful
Labor Day.
Labor Day weekend. See, I'm wanting to go back to summer, early summer. Michelle, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Our listening audience, thank you very, very much. And you may visit the website for additional information. And have a wonderfully, wonderfully blessed weekend, Michelle. Thank you, and look forward to having
you
back on the show.
Of course. Thank you. All right.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health. Join us on Saturdays live at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Visit HealthyExplosionShow.com for information about the show, listen to archive shows, read our online newsletter, visit the Marketplace section for holistic products and services, and advertise your products and services. Don't forget to follow Healthy Explosion Show on Twitter and Facebook. Those are successful.